We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We've got other issues to deal with, and it's pretty much the bankruptcy of the United States government. George C. is the co-founder of Annandale Capital, and he has been a longtime confidant of a lot of Republican legislators, and has some concerns about where we are headed. George, I appreciate you coming on this morning. This is kind of a high-stakes game of chicken that Donald Trump is playing with Democrats, and he's doing something now with his executive orders that other Republican presidents, at least, have not done, trying to flip the script on Democrats. What do you think is going on here?
I'm with you. I'm going to vote in person. I don't want to take the chance that Newman from Seinfeld is going to be delivering my ballot. So I'm with you 100% on that.
Okay.
And as to this, it's political theater. And I think the president is doing the right thing from a political standpoint to sign orders that give Americans relief. But it's unconstitutional, and it's more of a gesture than anything else. But you have to question the patriotism, literally, of Pelosi and Schumer and these people who won't cut a deal to get additional relief to the American people without bankrupting our government. What they're proposing to do on the spending side is completely absurd. And what we've done already is historically unique. It's four times what we did during the Great Recession. And I think the administration's been heroic so far. And to expect us to roll over and do another $3 or $4 trillion is nuts. That will lead to a default on the debt eventually, either hard or soft, and it's really bad for the country. And I think any voter who's really paying attention knows what's going on here.
Yeah, but the voters, gosh, paying attention is one of the key things, and being in the least bit financially literate.
I think the average
person seems to think that there's just a nonstop flow of money that's available, and you're mean if you cut it off. It's like a parent not giving you dessert when you know there's a pie in the refrigerator, but there's no pie left. I mean, there's just no money left for this.
Well, that's why I said paying attention. There's an awful lot of voters who aren't paying attention, and I think you're looking at less than 10 to 15% of the electorate that is capable of having their minds changed. They're rigidly stuck with their leftist position or their rightist position, and it's going to be a really intense election that way. And you know, it's funny, printing money works until it doesn't. It's a great idea until it's not. And nobody really knows when that point of no return is found, but we may find out if we keep going the direction we're going. It's sad for the country. It's a tough time on multiple fronts.
Because you are financially literate with Annandale Capital as your business, am I an alarmist or irresponsible for constantly over the last 3 years shooting up a flare almost every day saying America is bankrupt, we've got to get this under control? Yes, technically we can sell bonds, technically we can print money, but we're dealing with monopoly money now. Is that irresponsible for me to say?
No, actually, you're echoing what Ross Perot started saying 28 years ago.
Yeah, right.
And If Perot of 92 could see what our debt was today, I think he would have a heart attack on the spot. I mean, it's much worse now than it was then. So you're spot on. And just think about what the interest on the debt would be like if interest rates shot up to 5 or 6%. I mean, it would be higher than the defense budget in terms of what we spend every year.
Yeah.
So it's unsustainable, and it's going to hit the wall at some point. And you know, we've got to have entitlement reform. I mean, let's face it, that's what's going to kill us someday. And something's got to give. And I do I am disappointed with the president in that he basically said, we're going to cut all your taxes, which is fine with me. But then he said, we're not going to touch entitlements, mm-hmm. which is ballooning the deficits every year and the debt. And you just can't have your cake and eat it, too, so to speak. Somebody's going to have to do something about entitlements here within the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah. Well, it's an impossibility if Republicans remain in the minority in one or both of the houses of Congress. We've got to get control, and then we have to take a page from the Democrats and jam things through, even if there are long-term consequences for that, because the country, God, George, I mean, I traveled around the world and I've stood in the street and looked at photographs of what like Buenos Aires looked like 50 years before I arrived. And it's like night and day. Formerly wealthy, prosperous, fun places that have just collapsed into despair. And I think we're on the track to do that. And I don't know when America's going to wake up to it. I appreciate you coming on to sound the alarm. George C., who's the co-founder of Annandale Capital. And you know what? We'll stay in touch with you over the next few months, George C. What's going on? Thank you.
Look forward to that. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.